Chapter 108. Another writing which Enoch wrote for his son Methuselah, and for those who will come after him, and will keep the law in the last days. You, who have observed good, and are waiting for these last days, until evildoers are brought to an end, and the power of sinners is brought to an end. You indeed wait until sin passes away. For their names will be erased from the book of life and from the books of the holy ones, and their seed will perish forever, and their spirits will be slaughtered, and they will cry out and groan in a desolate, unseen place. And they will burn in fire, for there is no earth there. And there, I saw something like a cloud, which could not be discerned, since I was unable to look upon it because of its depth. And I saw a flame of fire burning brilliantly, and something like brightly shining mountains were turning over and quaking to and fro. And I asked one of the holy messengers who was with me, "What is this brightness? For there are no heavens, but only a flame of fire which is burning, and the sound of weeping and crying and groaning in severe anguish." And he said to me,
"This place which you see, here will the spirits of sinners and revilers be thrown, along with those who do evil, and those who pervert everything which the Lord has spoken by the mouth of the prophets about the things which will be happening. For there are records written and inscribed about them in the heavens above, so that the messengers may read them, and may know what will come upon the sinners and upon the spirits of the humble, and those who have afflicted their bodies and were recompensed by God, and those who were abused by evil humans. And to know what will befall those who love God and do not love gold and silver and any of the good things which are in the world, but gave their bodies over to torment. And those who, from the time when they came into being, did not long after the worldly food, but considered themselves as a passing breath, and observed this. And the Lord tested them much, and their spirits were found pure, so that they might bless his name."
And all their blessings I have recounted in the books, and he has recompensed them for their lives. For these were found to have loved the heavens more than their breath which is in the world.
Although they were trampled underfoot by evil men, and experienced reproach and insult from them, and were put to shame, yet they blessed me. And now I will summon the spirits of the pious, who are from the generation of light. And I will transform those who were born in darkness, who in their flesh were not recompensed with the honor appropriate to their faithfulness. Indeed, I will bring forth in shining light those who loved my holy name, and I will seat each one on the throne of his honor, and they will shine for times without number.
For righteous is the judgment of God, and to the faithful ones he shows faithfulness. in the habitation of the paths of truth. And the righteous ones, as they shine, will see those who were born in darkness cast into darkness. And the sinners will cry out and see them resplendent. And they, for their part, will depart to where the days and times are prescribed for them.